The legislators call it their New Opportunities for Milwaukee plan. One sponsor is Republican Assemblyman Dale Coinga of Brookfield. He says the plan would encourage businesses to locate in zip codes with high unemployment by exempting those firms from corporate income tax, but only if the employer is the only of its type in the zone, say a car maker. Coinga says those areas would also become right-to-work zones. Private sector workers would not have to pay union dues.
It doesn't affect a single union member or union organization in the state of Wisconsin right now. You know, that's a separate issue. I'm looking at this as a standalone tool to hopefully get someone in the 30th Street corridor to start making cars again.
Coinga says another key to improving residents' economic success is a good education. So another part of the GOP plan would make it easier for successful charter schools to expand. Currently, they need permission from their authorizing institutions. They include MPS, UW-Milwaukee, and the City of Milwaukee.
But I think it's a no-brainer. I mean, if you have a school that's significantly outperforming the local public school, like, why would they be required to go back to that public school and ask for authority to replicate? I mean, we should be begging high-performing schools to replicate themselves, right?
The proposals have the support of the Metropolitan Milwaukee Association of Commerce. Spokesman Steve Boss says it particularly favors the expansion of charter schools.
Well, obviously the key to creating more high-performing educational seats in Milwaukee is growing what's working.
Yet the package faces stiff opposition from Democrats, including State Representative Mandela Barnes of Milwaukee. He thinks creation of right-to-work zones would open the door for Wisconsin to become a right-to-work state.
Certain business owners may be attracted to this proposal and may see that or may feel that it's working in their favor and give all the reason to for Republican members of the legislature to say, well, let's expand this across the entire state. All it takes is someone to say, this is working here. And for everyone who hears it just happens to believe it.
Barnes admits the unveiling of the GOP Milwaukee plan took him and other Central City lawmakers by surprise.
I know of no Milwaukee legislators who were consulted in bringing up this proposal that's to provide opportunity for Milwaukee, which, you know, leads me to question the sincerity of the proposal.
The authors of the New Opportunities for Milwaukee plan say they expect the Republican-controlled legislature to pass its contents in coming months. Marty Michelson, 89.7 WUWM.